Wednesday night, Dvar Halacha on Shavuos, about Shavuos, or Gimel Sivan. Okay, so eating milchiks on Shavuos is pretty well-known minog. Various reasons are given. It, obviously, according to the reason that you have to end up eating shtei lechem, two different loaves of bread, two different breads, so that would have you eating milchiks at the same suda, sort of, as the fleishika suda, except you're eating the milchiks first, and that's why you're having two lechamim. And then there's other reasons given, api kabbalah, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoneich. Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason that they couldn't have kashered things because there was no time. They found out the kelim were treif. V'chulu, v'chulu, all these reasons. Now, you either have a minig, or you want to know what the minig should be. So again, if you're doing the shtei alecha minig, you're going to eat it at the same meal. That pretty much, I don't know, you know, the poskim say that has really fell away. We're like, we don't do that anymore. But sort of close to that is many people eat milchiks, like they come home to eat the suda in the daytime, and they start off with, they make kiddush, and they'll eat milchiks at the kiddush. That's what I did for many years. You eat milchiks at the kiddush, like we do downstairs, except downstairs, if they're davening, I mean, here, but there it's not in conjunction with a fleishika suda, so you're not really doing that minig. On the other hand, you're not having shtei lechamim anyway, because you didn't wash yet, you're just eating the cake. So, but that's what some people do. They make kiddush, and they eat milchiks, and then they clear away the table, obviously, and they wash their mouths out and whatever, and then they wash and they have a meal. That's like one mahalach to do the minig, or you can just do the minig by eating milchiks at the kiddush after davening, if you want to join us there. Some people eat a milchik a meal at night, which I do now. That's my minig now. My father, Lava Shalom, did that, and that has its ups and downs also, like everything else, because maybe there's a mitzvah simcha b'layla too, and maybe the mitzvah simcha is dafka b'basar, so that's the problem of eating milchiks at night. On the other hand, there's Magen Avraham that there's no mitzvah simcha b'layla, and then the shittas that it's not as objectively imperative to eat fleishiks for simcha now on yontiv if it's not a carbon meat. So the minhag of eating milchiks at night, so many people do that. You shouldn't eat milchiks during the day only, because certainly there's a mitzvah simcha in the day, and bepashtus the mitzvah simcha is bebosar, like every yomtiv. So it boils down to doing whatever your minhag is and checking with the rabbi that you're not doing anything terrible.